Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. MONA is a widely used acronym to aid us in remembering our interventions for patients in the acute coronary syndrome, or ACS, algorithm. M is for morphine sulfate, O is for oxygen, N is for nitroglycerin, and A is for aspirin. Like every intervention, we must assess if it's necessary and safe based on a patient's condition. We don't just give something to a patient because it's part of the algorithm. You wouldn't give nitro, for example, to a patient who's severely hypotensive, and oxygen is no different. So how do we know when and when not to give oxygen? Let's start with the acute coronary syndrome algorithm and say that we have a patient who's complaining of chest discomfort that radiates to the neck and jaw, as well as some dyspnea on exertion. The patient's skin is pale and clammy. Vitals are pulse of 110, strong and regular, blood pressure of 148 over 96, and a respiratory rate of 20. Fine crackles are heard in the patient's lower lobes bilaterally, and the EKG shows sinus tachycardia. The pulse ox is showing 88% on room air. In this case, starting oxygen at 4 liters per minute via nasal cannula would be appropriate. The patient's response to the oxygen should be monitored, including the pulse oximeter, which should be greater than 90%. The reason oxygen is indicated for this patient is because they're symptomatic and they have a pulse oximeter less than 90%. Now let's say that the same patient has an SAO2 of 96% on room air, breath sounds are clear, and the patient only has mild symptoms. Oxygen has little demonstrated use for patients with normal oxygenation and could be held in this patient because the pulse ox is greater than 90%. Regardless of a patient's oxygen levels pre-cardiac arrest, every patient receiving CPR should be ventilated with 100% oxygen. If we achieve ROSC, O2 levels should be maintained at 92 to 98% saturation post-arrest. Remember that pulse oximeters are not accurate unless the capillary bed being monitored has adequate perfusion. Conditions such as hypotension, hypothermia, and shock can all give false pulse ox readings. That concludes our review of pulse oximetry and oxygen administration for the acute coronary syndrome algorithm. I hope you found this review useful. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your upcoming class.